I'll now hand you over to my best man, Eddie. Wow, wow, wow. Second time's a charm, eh, Billy boy?
Oh, God.
Substitution courtesy of Paddy Power. Embarrassing Eddie makes way for sensible Samuel.
Cool, that was close.
You might not always pick the right starter, but your sub can still deliver. Because with Paddy's Super Sub, your bet rolls over to the player coming on. Paddy Power.
Valid on selected leagues and markets only. Pre-match and in-play bets on qualifying player outcome selections only. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18 plus, gambleaware.org.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, August 27th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. After the bell, NVIDIA posted a strong second quarter and set a $60 billion stock buyback. The chip firm, which is the world's most valuable publicly traded company, set fresh sales records. NVIDIA continued to capitalize on strong demand for AI computing power and shrugged off uncertainty surrounding its business in China. Sales in the July quarter hit $46.7 billion, up 56% from the year earlier period. Quarterly net income was $26.4 billion, 59% higher than a year ago. The firm's third quarter guidance appeared solid. NVIDIA shares fell about 2.5% in aftermarket trading. Plus, three people have been indicted in a case about stolen chip secrets from Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing. Taiwanese prosecutors said former TSMC employees stole information to help Tokyo Electron win more orders. The three were arrested earlier this month. Representatives of the three couldn't immediately be located for comment. The charges mark the first time Taiwan has used national security laws to prosecute the theft of trade secrets involving critical technology. Tokyo Electron didn't reply to a request for comment. TSMC said it would pursue trade secret theft to the fullest extent possible and work with authorities to protect its competitive advantage. Finally, we exclusively report that Amazon plans to extend new employment offers to Whole Foods U.S. corporate employees in November. Per an internal memo viewed by the journal, employees who work in roles including marketing and merchandising will have about a month to review their new titles, salaries, and benefits. An Amazon spokeswoman said the move is designed to bring Amazon's grocery teams closer together and ease collaboration and innovation. Whole Foods corporate employees will have access to an Amazon discount and healthcare benefits, but they will lose certain Whole Foods perks, such as their in-store discount and 4 weeks of remote work a year. And that's a wrap on your TNB Tech Minutes today. We'll have another quick tech update in the morning.